is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we are each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Good to get on.
I was going to say, it's a decent amount of applause, considering that every single player that's usually sitting at the table in front of us is missing.
Yeah, open week, everybody's off, and we practiced early today at 1 o'clock. We had a PSAT at school, so we got in. We got to get on the field at 1, and we got done by 3:50, we got out of there, so I figured a lot of kids probably at home, probably not doing homework, but at least resting, I hope. had a pretty good practice. Was trying to beat the rain today, so hopefully we can get a practice in tomorrow, but it's not looking very favorable.
Yeah, it's a good time for a bye week with the weather being what it is. I understand we're talking right before the show about how, unfortunately, the middle school Knights had their final game of the season canceled because of the forthcoming weather.
Yeah, they made that decision this morning. So, to cancel it because of the rain apparently coming in and the field conditions. So, middle school ended up, I think, 4-2, had a pretty good year. You know, got some young guys coming up, and excited about them in the years to come. And we got a lot of work ahead of us still this year with the varsity group. And hopefully we can win these last three games and be the reigning region champs back-to-back.
Before we start talking about that, there's a little bit more time on the middle school night, since this is a bye week, and I'll be honest, we're usually struggling for relevant content on the bye week shows. Give me a couple of names from this middle school team that I'm going to be calling on here in the years to come.
I think Wells Williams, he'll be a guy that you have to look at. He's working out really hard right now. He's an impact player for us all season. And then Braxton Sykes was done a really good job. He played quarterback for us and safety. Cannon Schlegel, Turner Wrench. You got four or five guys there that are going to be some help. They're going to get some playing time. He's been an impact player early on. But, we got a young squad right now still. We got 12 sophomores and 12 freshmen. So we've still got some guys that got to grow up and get better as we're going. So it'll be interesting to see in the next few years how we can hopefully stockpile some talent and get some other guys in. And help him out at the same time.
Speaking of talent and young Mr. Sykes, does he wear the Elvis gear above his uniform or under it? Or how does he fit the helmet on top of the pompadour?
He doesn't wear any of that around, but I tell you what, when he goes and does and performs the Elvis concert, it's one of the most amazing things. He is an absolutely just unbelievably talented kid when it comes to that. And he does an outstanding job. If you've never seen it, I'm not trying to sell him, but man, he is really good.
Sell away, man.
Yeah, he's really, really good. And we went last year and watched him over here at Upworth, and I think they're coming up this November having another one. And just does an outstanding job for a kid to be like 13 years old and go and sing all that and do all that. He does the impersonations just unbelievable. So very talented. We got a good 4 years ahead of us with him running the show a little bit, and we're excited for the future.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show and Elvis Aficionado podcast with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so back to the varsity. Big win this past week. Frederica finally breaking back into the win column with a decisive victory over our oldest rivals, Robert Toombs Christian Academy.
Yeah, talked about it earlier. I thought we played they were a really good football team. Nobody's surprised they don't win the single A state championship. They were big up front. They were athletic. I thought our kids played a very physical football game. At the end of that game, you could tell we'd been, going face to face, busting each other in the nose all night long. And I thought very physical. You could hear it down on the field, the collisions that were taking place. I think we ended up with 400 and 12 or 422 yards of offense, and and I think all of it was rushing. We just ran the football, and we had like three or four plays because you're going, oh, they're going out here, we're going here, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I mean, it was, he had it pretty much figured out, and they were struggling a little bit trying to stop what we were doing, and we ran the ball very well. And I thought defensively, you take away two big plays, and we would have probably held them to about 120 yards of offense on the night. And it was a squeeze. We didn't get a squeeze on the backside, and the other one, they snapped it while they weren't even set. So the defense was in transition, trying to get to where they were going because the offense was still in transition. But we got out of there with a 42-21 win, and that was important for us.
Like you said, it was almost entirely running. The guy, what's was it? Jacob, Joshua, Jordan. Yeah, that's
Jordan.
His name. Jordan, the River Triplet. Yeah. Wound up with what did you say, 340 something yards?
I think he 330, 340 something like that. Just running there, it was a pretty crazy number. I think he carried it 54, 56 times. It was. He carried it a lot.
Six touchdowns for the second time in his career.
Six touchdowns. It was one of those nights. Stavis here, we're going here, and I thought our offensive line did a really good job of controlling the line of scrimmage and setting a new line of scrimmage. And then, you give Jordan a crease, you give Rico a crease, you give some of those guys a crease, they're going to take 5, 10, maybe 15, 20 yards at a time. So I thought we did a good job up front. We've got to get a little bit better here going into the region. I thought we've had a couple good days here in practice in this open week of getting some stuff solidified and steps and things like that. So, we watched some film, did some critiquing, did a lot of talking. I thought our kids, have listened. And that's the key right now. You got to take coaching. We're 8-9 weeks into this season, and we're still coaching like crazy, and the kids got to take it and understand what we're trying to do. And if we can do that, we can be very, very successful.
You talk about controlling the line of scrimmage Friday night, or Thursday night, rather. It seemed to be that's the difference maker, because early in the season, in the couple of big early wins, you really was able to control the line of scrimmage and the tempo of the game. And then when you hit the buzzsaw, it seemed like that was one of the hardest things you were having a hard time getting a hold of.
Yeah, it became a challenge to control line scrimmage with guys that we faced the last 4 weeks with their size up front. That, and then the combination of Fuller or Will not being present really hurt us, because, the way we get our offense set up, we do some things, and you can get those guys together. And the double teams, I thought the other night when we were running some power and some stuff, the double teams were just unbelievable. They were taking the D-tag and pushing about 5 yards off the ball. So when you do that, you've already created a 2 to 3 yard gain no matter what happens at that point. And, getting those two guys back, getting the offensive line. And again, Coach pointed it out. He said, we're 3-0 with the whole offensive line there. And I'm like, what? He goes, well, Fuller was hurt. Will was gone. We had people nicked up. Now that we got everybody back, every game that the offensive line was intact, we're 3-0. So, it's hard to go through some of those stretches that we played in and have some guys injured. I think that was to have that conversation earlier, but we'll come back to that a little bit later on here and talk about, when you lose a guy, how important it is for us.
To his credit, I have heard Jordan give his O-line credit more times than I can count over these last 4 years. He must be on something there.
Yeah.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's in this segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to check in on the health of the team. I see that in addition to the players absent tonight, Brother Adam has also decided to take a night off from supporting the team and the podcast. So we'll give him a break on that one since he worked on his birthday the other week. So
yeah, as soon as we got done with practice, we got everything cleaned up. Adam was going home, get a little rest. I think everybody needs a little break with this. It's been pretty good. We needed to get a little separation. The kids need to get some sit down and rest a little bit. And then we'll get right back to it. It's been a tough 8 weeks, you know. When you start doing it, it's a grind. I don't know if they understand the hours. They see it, you know, when it all comes going on Friday night for 2.5 hours. And sometimes they yell and scream at us the whole time. But I don't think they know how many hours behind the scenes breaking down film. Like last night, it's an open week, and I was still up till 12:30 last night doing defensive cards and getting everything set up, you know. And so when you do this, and you know we got 6-7 game films on everybody, and so when you start watching it, you break it down. And one of the things that I think we've been so successful, and one of the reasons I think we've been so successful in Frederica, is we try to gain an advantage in some form or fashion that other people have to overlook because of they have depth and they have talent. And like I was saying earlier, when you lose a lineman for us, it becomes a challenge. When you lose a starter, it's a really difficult thing to overcome, whereas other schools, high schools, have 50, 60, 70 kids. They can plug somebody else in that's, you know, somewhat adequate with the talent level. When we lose a starter, we drop down a little bit, because right now we're very youthful. We're playing freshmen and sophomores, so trying to get them to understand the game. And it's been big. It's been a good learning curve, because some of our guys have performed and may end up starting for us in some spots here in the backstretch in these last three games. But you know, it makes it a challenge, and I think our coaches have done a good job of trying to get our kids in the right spots. And we spend hours upon hours upon hours, and the whiteboard it's been destroyed. There's a lot of trees being killed, and then
it's a renewable resource.
Yeah,
paper is a renewable resource. Remember, the pulp industry sent me to college.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at it, you know, the hours that we generate, we do, and it's all about, can we get leverage in one spot? Can we hit it here? Can we do this? And defensively, it's, are we covering all of the gaps? We got to play very good football for us, and responsibility football. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think we can do that. Hopefully, we can execute down the back stretch in these last three games, and we'll be fine.
Who do you think, and just since there's nobody here but Mary Ford and Jordan, you can speak freely on this one. Who is, yeah, I told you I was going to call them out, man. They don't show up to my show, dadgummit. Who do you think has been the biggest surprise on the season this far?
Surprise-wise? I would have to say Tucker. From where he was at last year to where what he's done in the weight room to where he's at right now playing center and then having to play nose guard. He hadn't played nose guard the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I think he kind of surprised Coach Gibson too in the aspect that he was having to go both ways, and he did a pretty good job of holding it down in the middle on both sides. So Tucker's done a really good job for us this year. And a lot of times that's overlooked because everybody's like, oh, it's just the center. He's just snapping it and he hits somebody. But
yeah, he's the center taking over from a four-year starter, three-year starter with Sam.
Sam, yeah. You know, he yesterday he was about to get killed it, seemed like, in practice, because he put him a little eye shield on there, went a little, you know, a little visor on his helmet, and then he couldn't get a snap. I don't know what the visor had to do with him getting a snap, but he snapped it like to the left like seven straight times. I could just look over there, and the steam was coming out of Coach Irrigan's ears at that point, and I was just like, well, this is going to be real fun. I'm just waiting to see what's going to be said about this visor here in just a second. So, but he didn't disappoint. It was good. But and then poor Tucker's sitting over there on the sideline watching. But I thought, you know, you had to be prepared for that. And I thought Fuller went right in and did a good job there. But surprise-wise, Tucker's done a really good job up front for us. And he continues to do a really good job.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you talk about, you know, Tucker being the big surprise. Apart from the usual ones that you've got to have performing on the Friday nights, who's going to have the best stretch in order to make a difference over these last three games?
Gavin Grantham. Gavin's got to have the best stretch over the next three games. And that was a very easy question for me, because he's been plugged into that will linebacker position for us. And he's going to have to play big down in that spot. And he's done really well. He's got to play really, really well here in the back stretch and do some things. And then I think our two corners, Jaden Gibson, Jaden Wright, the other two guys have to play really good here in this back stretch down through here. They've got to be very good for us defensively, going against these offenses and doing some things. So we'll see. I think we can get those three guys executing really well, we got a pretty good chance to make a run here.
Speaking of the run, the first two games, once we come back from the break, are going to be two of our biggest rivals, period. Bullitt Academy, where there is absolutely no love loss. In fact, I think there's probably negative love loss with that matchup. And then what has, over your stretch of time here at Frederica, has really been your only true rival as far as championships and just the quality of the program in Pinewood. Of those two, which do you see coming in second place to us in the region after this year? You like how I did that?
Yeah, I like that. But I don't care about second. So
there you go.
We want to win it. So that's what we've got to do. And we'll let those two guys decide it, and that they're supposedly a big rivalry when they play each other. So if we can beat Bully, can beat Pinewood in the first 2 weeks of the region matchups, we'll let the chips fall. We'll let them decide it when they play. But you know, we got those two games, and it's going to be a challenge for us.
Do you think St. Andrews has a chip on their shoulder, considering it, everybody looks at them as the Vanderbilt of our league? I think.
I think Coach Percent's trying to do a really good job of trying to build it. You know, he took over last year, and now he's trying to build a program, and it don't happen overnight. We've been kind of blessed with sustained success for the years, but you got to remember those. We won the state championship in single A, and then we jumped to 3A, and we had a rough year 1 year, and then all of a sudden, We picked it up, and then we've sustained success over that. And I think sometimes people just get comfortable with sustained success, and it just, like, it comes to us. And it's not. It's something we work for every day, and he's having to do that too. And I think he understands. He and I have conversations probably weekly, Percent does, about that. He's a really good guy. He's trying to build a program, and he understands his obstacles, like every private school has to understand their obstacles. So it's going to be interesting to see these next 3 weeks, how they unfold.
Plenty of obstacles indeed. We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. Now, of course, like we said, with this being a bi-week show, it's usually we're kind of struggling for content here. But one thing that's definitely not a struggle is the opportunity to talk about Frederick Academy alumni Jalen Simpson. Currently, what the number one rated safety in the nation in college football?
Yeah, he's rated number one right now. He's having a really good year, having a breakout year. You know, I thought he played really well the last five games, and four interceptions and a fumble recovery, and he took one interception back for a touchdown. So having a big year, been very successful, and he's getting a lot of publicity right now. So that's what I was saying, you know, off the air there a while ago is. I've been called by two or three different people, and then we saw an interview with him the other night on YouTube where they were asking him questions. So pretty candid kid. And, you know, you know Jalen. He's always been that loosey-goosey kind of guy that having fun and we're going to go. But it's been good to see him have a positive experience here in college right now. He's been through a lot with all that at Auburn, and we're just excited for him.
Yeah, if you follow him on TikTok, yeah, loosey-goosey having fun is definitely in the cards on that one.
Oh, yeah.
So you've had a couple of newspaper folks reach out to him. And just out of curiosity, have you had any NFL scouts reaching out and asking him questions about him?
No, not yet. Probably going to be – if he stays where he's at, that might happen. And, you know, near the end of the season, people ask him about his, you know – just asking about him, but just newspapers, people doing interviews, and I think he was shocked the other night, one that they asked him and said they'd talk to me, and he was like, talk to BD? And I was like, he was like, oh, man. And so I told him in the interview I really thought he was going to be a great safety, and they were laughing about it because I said we told Coach Steele that numerous times, and now we look at him, he's the number one safety in the country. Everybody thought we were crazy. I'm like, dude, maybe I should be helping in college. I don't know. But we're just glad he's having success, and you know, it was funny because when they told him they'd talk to me, his whole persona changed. He got a little fired up about it, and he was excited. You know, a big grin come across his face. So that was good to see, and we're just tickled to death for him.
Now, in your previous years, have you coached anybody who has made it to the league?
No. If he gets drafted, it'll be my first one.
How does that make you feel? Just top of the list. How does that make you feel when that's going to happen?
All right, listen, if we're in there in that draft party, I'm going to be right in the middle of it with foam fingers and everything. So I'll be excited for him. So he deserves it. He's worked his butt off, and he stayed committed to the cause. So it'll be interesting. I hope he gets drafted in first three rounds, and we'll have us – I've already went and pulled his jerseys, so the ones that he played in. So I've already pulled them and have them ready to put in picture frames and ready to, you know, put wherever we got to put them to say it's our first NFL football player to ever be drafted from Frederica Academy. So no pressure, Jalen.
No pressure. As long as it's not the Titans. Anyway, this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So talk a little bit about what the players are going to be going through the next week and a half, you know, going through the rest of the bye week and preparing for the next game against Bullock.
You know, we've been preparing the last couple of days, just, you know, getting the fundamentals down. We've been looking at two different sets of what they do offensively. They're triple option, so we got to play a lot of responsibility football. We got to be really good at it. And then offensively, we've been putting in a few sets here and there, you know, to create more angles, but you know, mainly just staying focused, you know, and then, you know, I think Coach Vrabel said it pretty good there the other day after Oklahoma, talking about a guy, asked him how you generate that kind of atmosphere and that intensity. It's about to get generated because the coach is about to be like that the whole time, because that's what he talked about, and that's what we're going to be. We're going to generate some intensity and some focus, because next week it really begins hate week, you know, and that's Bullock and Pinewood, and that's the stretch. This is the stretch run. This is what we play for right here. And so everybody's known my philosophy the last 5-10 years. We're going to have a tough stretch early, probably going to be tested. We're going to come out of it bumped and bruised, and then you get a bye week, and you get ready for those back three, and we go take care of business, and then you hang your banner, and then you get ready to go to the playoffs and take care of your business there, and hopefully get yourself a shot at playing for a state championship. So it's been our philosophy. It's worked out pretty well for us, and you know, it's about that time to amp it up a little bit here in the next 2 or 3 days. You know, weather permitting, tomorrow we'll get to work in, and it'll be pretty amped up tomorrow, and then they'll know on Monday how amped up it's going to be.
I quote fabled Little League baseball pitcher Charlie Brown when saying, "A little rain never hurt me."
That's right. It's like I tell people all the time, better have a raincoat hanging somewhere because we're going to go out and work. And we've stood in it before, but you know, we got to see how the field conditions are, and hopefully we can get work in tomorrow and get our game plan. We've got it pretty much, you know, drawn up, and it's pretty much ready to go. We'll make a few adjustments on Monday and add a few wrinkles, but other than that, you know, it's time to be physical and get that mentality that this is our region and we own it. We got to go take it and let's take our claim again. And like you said, you know, Bullock, in what, my 11 years here, it's been us or Pinewood won the region.
Yep.
You know, I think it was 1 year we all three tied or whatever, and they didn't have a tiebreaker, so we were also, I think we won it 6 times in 11 years, or maybe this, or 5 times in 10 years, so we've been 50-50, and then we had a three-way, I think, yeah. So, you know, it's been a pretty good rivalry between us and Pinewood, but now Bullock, you know, they're a good football team, so we got to be ready to take care of them. And then,
so we can't really call them a poverty program yet, even though they haven't won the region in how long?
I don't know. I think they were in a three-way tie 1 year there with us, but we all beat each other somehow. But, you know, they're going to be a challenge, and that's a big rivalry game for us, them Pinewood back-to-back, and then you can't overlook St. Andrews, so you have to get yourself ready, you know. Be like the city championship. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, win the city championship, and turn around and lose next week. So you know, we have.
It sounds familiar. Like it happened this year.
It's the truth, and I'm sure Rocky didn't want that to happen. But you have to prepare your kids. You got to take one game at a time. Be 1-0 at the end of each week from here on out. And that's where we're going to be. So that's our approach, and we're going to go about it the workmanship mentality.
Final 30 seconds, tell us the 3 things that have got to happen in the next week and a half for us to walk out of the W in this sport.
You got to be physical. It's got to be that mentality. We're going to bust you in the nose and bloody your face before you can do anything to us. We can't turn the ball over, and we have to tackle well in space on defense. If we can do those 3 things, you know, I think we got a chance. We can play physical and do what we want to do and rely on what we've been teaching and coaching, we got a good chance to win that game. And you know, again, we played some dudes that like to get in there and bloody each other's nose, and we've been in there bloodying our nose so with them. And I don't know if their schedule on the front end has provided them what we've seen, and I don't know if they're going to be ready for what we've endured. So we're going to go out there, we're going to play hard, and our kids will give us a great effort.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Eric Show. Jeff Doak signing off, but of course, Coach has got the last 2 words.
Go Knights.